SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Few details known at this hour, but police in Washington, D.C. today say that a man has set himself on fire in front of the Israeli embassy. That man has now been hospitalized, and the investigation continues. As the Russia-Ukraine war enters its third year, the Biden administration imposing hundreds of new sanctions on Moscow.
President Biden said the latest sanctions come in response to Russian President Vladimir Putin's brutal war of conquest and to the death of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny.
We in the United States are going to continue to ensure that Putin pays the price for his aggression abroad and repression at home.
But while previous sanctions have increased costs for Russia's ability to fight in Ukraine, they appear to have done little so far to deter Putin and his forces. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Meg Kennard reports South Carolina voters have given a big victory for former President Donald Trump.
That means that Trump has been victorious in all of the GOP nominating contests that have happened thus far. In South Carolina, a Republican candidate's victory often signals the likelihood that he or she will have success in the states that vote on Super Tuesday. Those contests happen on March 5th, and if Donald Trump performs well there, that could put him even closer to securing the delegates needed to become the Republican nominee for 2024.
The very popular conservative president of Argentina has addressed the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland over the weekend. After giving Donald Trump a big hug, Javier Milei has won the Argentine presidency in December, after running a campaign pretty much in Trump style, complete with a Make Argentina Great Again hat. This is SRN News. Attacks on houses of worship in this country are sadly on the rise.
According to the Family Research Council's Hostility Against Churches report, there were 436 incidents last year, more than double the number identified in 2022, and more than eight times the number identified in 2018. The attacks range from vandalism to bomb threats and shootings deliberately targeting a church congregation. The latest incident took place this month at Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church in Houston, where a woman opened fire with a gun. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Southern Baptist Convention's top administrative body ousting four congregations. One church violated SBC policy, having a woman as a senior minister. Two others accused of going against the denomination's sexual abuse policies. The fourth congregation that was removed, that for a lack of its financial participation. This is SRN News. There will be more scrutiny on executives' personal use of business aircraft who write it off as a big tax expense.
IRS leadership says the agency will start up dozens of audits on businesses' private jets and how they're used personally by executives and written off as a tax deduction as part of the agency's ongoing mission of going after high-wealth tax cheats who game the tax system at the expense of American taxpayers. The audits will focus on aircraft used by large corporations and high-income taxpayers and whether the tax purpose of the jet use is being properly allocated. John Scott reporting.
Well, President Biden and Utah Republican Governor Spencer Cox calling for less bitterness and more bipartisanship in American politics. Both spoke in the White House Saturday night when the president hosted a black tie dinner. More details at SRNNews.com.